This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has been found guilty today on 20 out of 21 corruption charges against him. Nagin led the city during Hurricane Katrina, and last year, 3 years after he left office, he was indicted on charges that he had accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes and truckloads of granite for his family business in exchange for city contracts. And all of this apparently happened before, during, and after Hurricane Katrina. Rick Jervis is national correspondent for USA Today. He's covering the story, and he joins us now. Rick, you write that this is the first mayor in the 296-year history of New Orleans to be convicted of corruption.
That's right. It's actually pretty stunning. I mean, this is a very old city, and the area, the state itself has a long history of different corrupt leaders and corrupt politicians, but there's never been a mayor in the 296-year history of the actual city to be sort of convicted of corruption. Nagin's the first.
Well, tell us more about what exactly he's been found guilty of.
Well, it turns out that over the course of his two terms, we're talking about 8 years and even beyond, he was taking bribes, apparently, according to prosecutors, for anybody who wanted to do business with the city. So he would take payouts. He'll take $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 checks in exchange for no-bid contracts, million-dollar contracts to business associates. He'd take payouts, but also he would take money and granite for his son's granite business, as well as first-class trips to New York, to Las Vegas, and to sort of Hawaii also.
Jamaica, I believe, is what I saw in the reporting.
And also Jamaica.
Yeah. What was the one charge that he was acquitted of?
He was acquitted on a bribery charge to a associate named Rodney Williams. And I know, and I'm not sure what exactly happened there, but apparently the jury found that there wasn't enough of a sort of connection there.
Now, Nagin, outside the courtroom, said he's been at peace with this for a long time. What do we know about his reaction?
So far, his sort of reaction has been really subdued. For people who were in the actual courtroom with him, saw him just sort of stare straight ahead. There was very little reaction. His wife noticeably began sobbing, and there was a lot of sobbing going on, and she was sort of comforted by other family members. But Nagin himself was sort of left alone to like sit at the table for a couple of minutes, and he's been really subdued about this. It's really kind of puzzling, really.
And we read that he's going to have home monitoring while he's awaiting a sentence. What's the possible sentence here, and is he going to appeal?
Well, there's actually a couple of these charges which come with 20 years prison. So he basically faces up to 20 years on some of these charges. And there definitely is like a sort of appeals process, and I'm sure that he's actually going to look into it. But I'm not sure what that appeals is going to be. The prosecutors brought a lot of evidence against him. They put 26 witnesses on the stand. So there was a mountain of evidence against him. I'm not sure what the appeals can be at this point.
Rick Jervis, national correspondent for USA Today, joining us on the news that is just in, that the former New Orleans mayor, Ray Nagin, has been found guilty on 20 out of 21 corruption charges against him. Rick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.